47 past the hour, we're going to land this thing. I'm Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
Hi.
Good morning's edition here on Air America Radio. We're talking to Susan Jacoby, the author of Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism, that is out in paperback now. We are now going to take a quick call, though. It looks like, Chris, who's this guy? Is he, it's the guy from NAMBLA again? The guy from last week who was in NAMBLA on the phone?
Yeah, he's on line one.
Okay, okay, hello. Yeah, I remember, hey, what's up, buddy? How's NAMBLA?
My militant liberal faction is no longer called the North American Mobilized Battalion of Liberal Aggressors. That was a mistake on our part, an honest one. I've never heard of NAMBLA, and I just want to say publicly I do not endorse their man-boy-love agenda. But more importantly, do you want to join the revolution?
Yeah, maybe I do, but I really got to know, you know, what you've named your group. I'm a little gun-shy after the NAMBLA thing.
Fine. We are now called the Battalion of Aggressive Liberal-Loving Seditionists.
Okay, so now it's balls. Terrific.
Oh, yeah.
What's on your mind?
Dang it, the name is not important. It's what we're doing that's important.
Well, what is it exactly, what you are doing?
Our group...
Balls.
Yes. Our group is taking the fight to the conservatives. It is time for war, Mark.
Okay, man. Yeah.
You know what time it is, Mark?
What time is it, brother?
It's revolution time. We are sick and tired of the lies and misinformation spewed by the far-right's attack dog.
Yeah, and the queen of lies and misinformation, Ann Coulter, on the cover of Time magazine. Disgusting. Let's start with her.
Yes.
Let's bring her down.
Yes, Mark.
Let's shut her whole.
Yeah, but do we really have to say whole? Perhaps if we were to use language like we could say pie hole, just so people aren't confused about the word hole. But let's move on that pie hole now, people! No, I'm still not comfortable with pie hole. Let's drop hole as a word in our dialogue. So what have we got left?
Ann Coulter should shut her pie?
Yes! Ann Coulter should shut her pie! Oh, God, no. Lord, Mark, that's worse. We can't say that.
Man, see, you're backing down again.
Well, Mark, hole is a loaded word. It's offensive, and that's not what my group Balls is about. I couldn't possibly expect my family to wear their Balls t-shirts proudly knowing I trafficked in dirty hate speech.
Dude, we're talking about Ann Coulter here. If you don't have the stones to go after her, how can you call yourselves a militant liberal organization?
Oh, we're militant, all right. Ann Coulter and her conservative wolf pack will pay. Pay, I say. We will punish them. As soon as we can all agree on a tactful way to do it, that won't necessarily hurt hers or anyone else's feelings or reflect badly upon us. Let's call a meeting to order and get everybody's input. Get some ideas down on paper. Let it sit for a while. Revisit it. Screen it for offensive language. Draft a mission statement. Let it sit and revisit it again. Run it by a lawyer. Make sure we don't have any legal problems with it. Tweak some of the hot talk, tone it down a bit, and then let them have it!
Okay, man. You know what your problem is? You're pathetic. And you don't really have any intention of hitting the conservatives where it hurts with their own dirty tactics, do you? Do you?
I'm not comfortable speaking unilaterally for the group, Mark. I should really run that by committee. Can I get back to you on that next week?
Oh, God. Yeah, whatever you need, man.
I'm on vacation. Mark, so, bye.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to check back in with him next week.